I bow to all the seekers of truth. At the very outset, we have to know that truth is what it is. We cannot organize it. We cannot mold it. Also, we cannot know it at the stage when we are human beings. With human awareness, we cannot know it. So we have to become a superhuman being, a higher personality. What is said that you have to be the spirit. You have to be the self. In all the scriptures, in all the religion, it has been said that you have to be the spirit. And when we see the turmoil and the problems of the world that are completely show us clearly that there is so much of a mess, and most of them are the problems created by human beings, we have to do some introspection and some soul searching. And we have to find out, after all, why. Why human beings have these problems? We have had philosophies, we have ideologies, we have so many kinds of enterprises, but despite that, there are so many differences, and the differences are having larger and larger gaps. If it is the truth, it has to be the truth for everyone. Everyone has to say, this is the truth, but it has to be the absolute truth. If it is not the absolute truth, then what we believe into is not the reality. And this is the main reason why everything in the name of God, divinity, everything has failed so far, because it is not substantiated by reality. First, we must feel the reality. And what is the reality? And what is the truth? The truth is that you are the spirit. You are the pure spirit. And that there is all-pervading power of divine love which does all living work. Now we see all these beautiful flowers, beautifully arranged, everything. But we never think how so many flowers have come out of one seed. How it has worked. This living work is done by whom? We'll say the Mother Earth, but Mother Earth seems to be a jet thing, it's just a thing that is just a matter. Then how these, we don't even think who has done the job of making us human beings from amoeba stage. So for a hypothesis, let us think there is something, some power that is doing it. As scientists, you must keep your minds open. There's no use having blind faith in me, in Sahaj Yoga, in anything. Because blindness will never give you reality. But you should be open, like scientists are, and whatever hypothesis I'm putting before you, you have to feel it on your central nervous system. This is what is the Bodha, is what is Buddha preached about, that you have to feel the all-pervading power on your central nervous system. And the time has come. Time has come for all of you to feel that. You all can feel that all-pervading power, the power of the Holy Ghost, power of the primordial Mother. And then once you are in connection with that, like this instrument, when it is connected to the mains, it has a meaning. Your self-knowledge will tell you what is the meaning of your life. Otherwise, there is no meaning. We are without any connections to the reality, and that's why we do not know where are we drifting, what is happening to us, where are we going. Now I verily say to you that within us lies this instrument, and this instrument is very well intact in all of you. Now that really shocked me, saying that it's very dangerous to raise the kundalini. Some people have said that kundalini is in the stomach. Shows they are unauthorized people, or perhaps they do not want you to have your self-knowledge. They want to deviate you. Also you'll find people who will tell you that you should not do this kundalini awakening and all that because very dangerous and this brings problem. Not at all. This kundalini, which is in 3.5 coil, is an energy of pure desire within you. All other desires rise within us, and once we achieve them, we still are not satisfied. We are going from one desire to another. So the law of economics is that in general, desires are not satisfied. So this is the only power which has to rise and give us that pure desire, that once we achieve it or once we manifest it, then all the desires become absolutely of no value. Then this madness of desire goes away and we understand all these transitory things, all these pleasures of life, with its full limitations, and we know how far to go with them. But first we must seek the eternal. We must seek this all-pervading power, which is very subtle and is all around us. But as human beings are, as you must have seen here also, on top of your head here, is on one side is the yellow ego, on the left side is your super ego, is the your conditionings. We have so many conditionings in our brain, and you are British or you are this and you are that. Is a condition. God never created world like that. He created only one world. We have made it like this. This is the one world, this is another nation. That's it. We human beings have done created problem for us. Of course, I mean, He did create rivers and mountains, and He did create different type of people. Otherwise, we all would have looked like some military junta. But no, He made us differently, to look different. That was His idea, to create beauty. While we have such conditionings, from the very childhood we have conditionings of this kind, then we think we are born in a particular religion. So that is one another horrible conditioning we have, that we have got, we are in this religion, so we must follow this religion. But in Sahaja Yoga when you come, you will be amazed to see that those people who started all these religions are the real people. And once they started it, after some time is drifted into something extremely nonsensical. And now running away from religion also, you cannot solve the problem, or running towards is just the same. So what is it that you have to go beyond all these conditionings that are there, and also beyond your ego? Now the ideas about ego are also prevalent. And people say that these are our karmas, we must suffer. I know of so many people who say that. Mother, what about karmas? Now the yellow stuff that you see there is the ego. It's the only human beings think that they have done some bad karmas or good karmas. Animals don't think. They are under the complete control of God, that's why they are called as pashu, means pash, completely controlled. A dog is a dog, a scorpion is a scorpion, and tiger is a tiger. They behave the way they are. But human beings are everything in them. You may find somebody as a very nice dog and suddenly becomes a snake. And from where does it come in? It comes because still all these conditionings that are within us are built in, and then also this ego that has come into us, that I am doing this work, I am doing that work. Now see, we have a beautiful hall, of course, to be appreciated very much, and we should say that it's a very good piece of art or whatever it is. But something like a tree was dead, so we have made this platform from dead to dead. We have done no living work whatsoever. It cannot be. But when the Kundalini rises, you will be surprised in many people who have problems on their centers. You can see with naked eyes the pulsation. Under your hand you can see the pulsation of the Kundalini rising, and you can feel the pulsation on top of your head here. And when the pulsation disappears, you feel the cool breeze coming out of your head, out of your own head. All these things are to be verified. There cannot be pretensions about it. Reality stands by itself. It does not need any support. So when all this happens to you, what you get? The self-knowledge. And what is the self-knowledge is to, first of all, to know about your own centers. Now a person gets lunatic without knowing that he is getting lunatic. A person gets cancer without knowing he will get cancer. Whatever happens to him, he does not know what is happening to him. He has to go to doctors, spend lot of money, everything, and then the doctor certifies, no, you have these 10 diseases in you. And that now you'll die after 1 month or so. You don't know how it has developed in you, how it has come suddenly to you. But when these centers are out of gear, then you feel this is wrong with you, that is wrong with you. Because you are realized soul, and you can feel it on your fingertips when the centers tell you that this is wrong with you. This is not only on physical side. Physical side is the minimum that you get. But you find out about emotional side. You find out about your spiritual side also, very clearly, that spiritually where are you. Just to certify yourself that we are twice born people, or we are this and this, is misleading yourself. You have not been kind to yourself, I should say, and not honest to yourself. You have to be honest. We have to find the truth. And we have to get to it, because it is our own. This is our right to have it as human beings. And you cannot pay for it. One thing if you understand, you cannot pay for it, you will understand what is reality. Like the seed you plant in the Mother Earth, how much do we pay to Mother Earth? How much did we pay to Christ? How much did we pay to Rama or Krishna? To any one of them, how much did we pay? But those who are now commercialized all these ideas, we are just getting lost into it. So we have to little bit have a soul searching and find out, where am I? I have to find the truth, and I must get to it. This is the time that the whole world has to emancipate. This is the resurrection time, or we can call it, this is the last judgment. But you will be judged by your own Kundalini, who is your mother. She doesn't trouble you. When you were born, your mother took up all the trouble, all the labor pains upon herself. She didn't trouble you. In the same way, this Kundalini doesn't trouble you. And she is anxiously waiting. I am myself amazed the way these days the Kundalini is rising. Of course, today we have so many people, I'm sure you all will get realization. But in a place like Paris, where I never had such hopes, 1,000 people getting realization, I was amazed at them. And all of them full of joy, laughing. I've never seen French women laughing that much. They never laugh normally. And I was amazed that all their cheeks were up there, up to their eyes. And I said, what's the matter? They said, well, I don't know from where this joy is pouring. That's the quality of the spirit, that you start feeling so joyous. And the joy doesn't have the duality of happiness and unhappiness. It's similar. You just feel it from within yourself, you enjoy yourself. Please, after. Right? Is he a surgery? You're not a surgery, then please don't take my photographs, all right? Please. So, then another quality of the spirit is that when it comes into our attention, the light of the spirit comes into our attention. Like supposing this room is completely dark. We don't know how we relate to each other, where we are sitting. If we start walking, we might tumble over other people, we may try to trample some people. But if there is light, you see, you know where you are sitting, where others are sitting, what is your chair, what is their chair. So in that light of spirit, you develop a new awareness, a new dimension, which we call as collective consciousness, which is described by Jung very clearly. Jung has talked about this, and that is what happens to you. It is not a false thing that, oh, I am collectively conscious. No, it happens to you. Means you can feel the chakras of another person, you can feel what's wrong with him, and you know how to correct it. Under your hand itself, the kundalini will rise. You get the powers. You get your own powers to raise the kundalini and give realization. I mean, now I cannot go all over the places. Sahaja yogis are doing this work. You all get those powers of raising the kundalini and giving realizations to others so that they find their own self, their own spirit. So the absolute knowledge can be only known through self-realization, because whatever you want to ask, like a computer, the answer comes. There is somebody who met me in Paris. He said, I don't believe in God. I said, all right, you ask a question to me. Mother, is there God? He stretched the hand towards me. Asked the question 3 times. Mother, what's happening? This fool is coming. I said, the answer has come. There is God. So absolute knowledge is only possible when you know the absolute truth. And to have the absolute truth, you have to go to the absolute being within you, which is your spirit. So it gives you the truth, it gives you the collective consciousness. But the main thing is that you become extremely peaceful personality. You become peace. You emit peace. It's like the wheel. That the wheel at the periphery is moving very fast. But in the center of the wheel is the axis. It has to be silent. Otherwise cart won't move. And you jump onto that point within yourself where you are completely peaceful with yourself, completely integrated. Without any tension, without any problems. And these other ideas of removing tensions, this thing, that thing, are all artificial and mental. It cannot be mental. It is beyond mental. When the kundalini rises, as you see there, this is the center in the optic chiasma, Ajna Chakra. When it crosses that center, then these two institutions are sucked in. And she passes through the limbic area and comes out of your fontanel bone area, which is the actualization of your realization. Also in India they call it Brahma Sambandha and other, but all kinds of nonsense has been done in that name. everywhere, in every religion. So now for it is absolutely evident for people to see that we have to get to that stage. And you have all the properties, all the possibilities, everything within yourself to get to. Today there are so many people, and they have already told you a lot about it, and you can also read about it. I mean, this all knowledge is endless. I think in English language itself I must have spoken at least 4,000 tapes must be there, which you can always get and listen to them. But first thing is that, like this room has got all these lights and everything, and when we come in, they say, all right, put on this switch and everything will be enlightened. In the same way, you are built in. It's all built in within you. So if I want to tell you all the history of this electricity and when it came to London and how it is coming now here, you'll be fed up with it. Better have the light. And this is what I say, that you have your light. You can always have it, but be confident. Be confident. Don't believe when people tell you are sinners. They must be the greatest sinners. Don't believe people when they tell you to be guilty. Absolutely. And then I'm sure it will work out tonight. But in any case, I would like to give some time for questions. Few questions, not many, but not aggressive questions, because I've not come here to ask for votes. I'm not a politician. I've come to give you what you have. So ask questions which are relevant and sensible. I'll answer them. I would love to answer them, because at the time when we start our realization process, I do not want suddenly this mind of yours just coming out like a jack-in-the-box and asking, oh, you should have asked this question. So now please, ask relevant questions. Let's see. English are known for their scholarship, and I would like to know how they are and how what questions they have. I'd love to. After that, we'll have a session of realization for about 10 minutes only. But I would love people to ask me questions. I'll be very happy if they can ask relevant questions. There's nothing to be afraid of me. Can't understand. You see, we don't use any one of these practices. These are all mental feats. No, it's not necessary. I know what is necessary, all right? You leave it to me. Thank you. Whether you are Western people or Eastern people, you don't have different type of brains, do you? You laugh the same way, you smile the same way, cry the same way. These are wrong ideas, to think that you are different and that you need all kinds of befooling. I don't believe in that. All right, you should. All right, sit down. Now, please be seated, I'll tell you. Now, this is his own idea. That you must purify yourself, you must stand on your heads, you must go to Himalayas and kill yourself, suffer, this, that. Not mine. In these modern times, when the life is a strife, and in those days only this had to happen, is predicted. So, of course, I must say that I have found out a method by which you don't have to do anything like that. First, just the kundalini has to rise through the Brahma nadi. It's a very subtle nadi inside. Few threads of kundalini has to rise, that's all. That's all I have to manage. And when she pierces through, then gradually everything, your sympathetic nervous system gets settled. And then your center starts opening more, and more kundalini rises. Now this gentleman is talking about the time about 13,000 to 14,000 years back. As you have got now jets, you've got spacecrafts going to moon, we have to believe. Like my grandmother never believed that we could go to moon. But now we can. It has to be this way. There must be, of course, something about me, but it is working out. So what's the use of saying, how can it be? Why not? Supposing I say there's a diamond for you. It's free. Have it. Please don't. Please. Who is this gentleman? Please don't. You can't take my photographs, sir. You have no authority. Is he what? Are you from the newspaper? Then why are you taking later? All right? So, the simple thing is to understand that the divine power itself is anxious to give you realization. Cleansing of the mind, how will you do? With your ego only? On the mental level? I'm cleansing my mind, who is this I? Is your ego, because you are not yet the spirit. But after realization, the cleansing becomes so much easier. It's like simple thing like this. Supposing you are holding a stake in your hand. And there's complete ignorance and darkness, and I tell you there's a snake in your hand. You may not believe me, you may say this is just a rope. But if little light also comes in and you see the snake, you'll drop it. And this is what is today's search for. I don't say these things were not correct at that time, but today it is not necessary. For me, you are all pure people, that's all. I do not say anything wrong with you. That's he said. No, no, not at all. On the contrary, you get divine discrimination. This discrimination is conditioned one. Human discrimination is conditioned, is not divine, is not absolute. For example, a one man comes, say, from jail, and wears a saffron clothes and say, "I am your guru." How will you make him out that he is coming from jail or not? You can't. And so many have come like that. This gives you absolute discrimination. Absolute. Yes. Yes, there's only one path, my child, I'm sorry to say. Only one. Sahaja means with, Ja means born. Born with you is the right to have the yoga, means union with the divine power. And the only way is the awakening of the Kundalini. You try anything else, it's not so. The Kundalini has to rise. It has to rise and it has to connect you to this all-pervading power. There's no other way out. All of them have said the same thing. But they didn't do this Ahamas realization business. That's for me to do. But they talked about the same thing. Yes, my child. I know. This shows that you are a seeker. You've been seeking. And I'm sorry you did not find it because they cannot do it. None of them. I don't want to go into controversies. But people have been harmed by them and I have been very much upset with the idea that in the name of God and Divine all these tricks have been played. So only thing I have to request, you forget them altogether. You have to become your own master. You have to become yourself, the guru of your own. You have to know yourself by your own light. Don't have to follow any one of them like that, blindly. Another thing you must know by reading, where can you go? Reading makes you just a bookworm, that's all. Many people believe that by reading books you reach God. But surprisingly, none of the saints, none of the incarnations were ever educated. They never went to any university, Oxford or Cambridge. It's not the reading, it's the experiencing is the part. All right? Let it be. Because of these people, you'll ask me 100 questions, you'll reach nowhere. So better try for your realization. When you read so much, it's all in your head and it will be all coming out. So it's better that you stop your mind and please get your realization. I would advise that. So there's no end, because if you have read so many people, I'm surprised still you are sane. Normally people cannot be sane with reading all this. Really. Because people have come to me like this, they're all half mad. They'll go on asking questions after questions, and they take years to get realization. What good have they done to these people? Is to spoil their kundalini, spoil their chakras. Last, please. What is it? Yeah. So, that's true. But you must have a Sadguru. I find out a Sadguru. Your mother can be your Sadguru and I could be your Sadguru too. Why not me? But it has led us nowhere. Yes, correct, 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 I know all that. But what I'm trying to tell you, those who have talked about Sadguru have talked not about a guru than two gurus. How will you discriminate? How will you know that who is a real guru, who is not a real guru? Now I'll tell you, sit down, I'll tell you. The best way to find out. First you find out how are the disciples of that guru are. I call them as my children, all right, Sahaja Yogis are my children. But actually, if you see, I'm their mother, but mother is the guru also. And you see what they are, what they have achieved. You go to all these people and find out what their disciples have achieved. First thing you must find out, are they righteous people? They follow any religion, they may read any book, they may read Gita, they may read this, that and that and that. But they can commit any sins. Is there any regulating force on them? But I can say Sahaja Yogis cannot commit sin. They cannot. They are righteous people. They are honest. They are compassionate. They are dynamic. You must first see how the disciples are. These are the days of bhranti, of hallucination. And in these conditions of confusion, you must keep one thing in mind, that you must find out what sort of disciples this particular guru has. What have they achieved? What is their private life? How do they live? Then you will know who is the Sadguru. But better to have a mother as a guru than to have a Sadguru also, because they are very hard people, I know them. So mother will look after you better, she has much more patience. And what I say, the mother wants her children to become gurus. All right? You are an Indian, you understand the motherhood better than anybody else, isn't it? So first of all, must understand that a guru has to give you the experience of the divine. Sadguru Vahi. Jo Sahib mili hai. The one who makes you meet is Sahib, means God. That's the only Sadguru. All the rest of the nonsense is you read this book, you read that book, you say this mantra, do this thing, do that. What is it? You are not fair to yourself. Just think, what did you get? Did you get the experience of self-realization? No. All right, then have it. If it is so simple, it is so easy, why not have it? After all, what everybody is telling you, that you have your self-realization. Then we'll see about Guru. First of all, you have your self-realization. I would even say that, why should you accept me? You shouldn't. Unless and until you have got realization from me and you are settled down in realization, I don't want you to accept me as even Guru or anything. But first have your self-realization. These are modern times. In modern times, it's such a confusion that you should not accept anything blindfolded. If you do it, you are in trouble. So use your logic and understanding. That's very important. Are you a journalist?
then don't ask me that question. You don't ask me any questions about me, and I will not tell. Christ told that he was the Son of Father, and they crucified him. I don't want to get crucified. I have to do a lot of work. You find out when you get your experience of your spirit, you'll find out about me. Before that, I will not tell you anything. They may say anything. You don't believe it. I'm not saying you believe. It is their belief. I don't know what they have written. I have not even seen it. Whatever they have written, that is their belief. That is what they believe in too. They have found out, and it is their factual understanding. Is the truth for them. All right. But you don't believe in it. I'm not saying you believe in it. But you get your realization. And then,
can't hear her at all. Just come in, doctor.
Very seeker. That shows a real seeker. If you are hungry, you'll ask for food, isn't it? You won't ask me how I cooked it. I'm not going to talk about me, but yours I will show you. All right, about yourself. Then you will know there's a cool breeze coming out of your head. You'll feel the cool breeze all around you. You'll become peaceful, thoughtless. And then, once you start using it, you'll be amazed how powerful you have become that you can raise the kundalini up for them. All right? Yes, of course. Through the parasympathetic nervous system it rises. And parasympathetic nervous system is enlightened too. Then it acts also on all our systems. It's not only physical. The action also on mental. And also beyond, on our spiritual being. It has much more work to do than only a doctor. All right? Beg pardon? That's what I'm saying. No. First you get your realization. All right? Then what happens? You get the light within yourself. And then you know what is moral and what is immoral. Like Christ took a hunter in his hand and started hitting people who are selling things near the church. Now normally that's a very bad thing to do, normally. But not for Christ. That was needed. Here's the authority. Like all saints who are real saints, not certified ones, but real ones, they never did anything wrong. You just know it. In your evolutionary process, now you have become human beings. Now for an animal or a dog, anything, let's say a horse, you want to take him through a dirty lane, he'll just walk through, there's no problem. But human beings cannot walk through, they have to close their nose, they can't just bear the filth, because they can feel the filth as human beings. But they cannot feel what is immoral till they become the saints. as he says. I'll tell you. What happens that if you start doing or even thinking about something nonsensical, you feel it on your fingertips, you are doing wrong to begin with. Then later on you grow and you just know it. Just know it. But first you can feel it on fingertips.
So what?
It is not. It is subjective in the sense you are the subject and subject is the spirit. It's a subjective. But subjective, which is used normally in English language, it's English language, you know, has its own limitations. It's not a spiritual language. It's not. The subjective word you use, you see, is a word which is not universal. It is arbitrary. Normally in English language you use the word subjective as an arbitrary, egocentric word. But subjective in Sanskrit language means one who is the spirit. You are not yet a subjective person. You are with your ego, whatever you do. You call it a subjective. But what we say subjective is the spirit, which is a universal being. There's a difference between them. But this difference in English language is not so clear-cut. Like, for example, spirit itself, you can call alcohol a spirit, you can call a dead spirit as a haunting spirit, you can call the Atma a spirit. So, you see, that's the problem of the language. But subjective is not the way you understand. It's not subjective, it's not egocentric, but it's spirit-centric, which is a collective being. You see, by mental feats you are not going to understand. I am very good at answering because, you see, I am quite clever. But that's not going to raise your kundalini. It's not a guarantee for that. You have to desire for the awakening of your kundalini than gain some mental feats. There's no use. It's not going to help you. It's beyond mind, I'm telling you. You have to go beyond mind. It's not a mental feat. We have had enough of it. Discussions, arguments, reading, this, that, finished. All right, you please get your realization. If you don't get realization, then I will say that you'll have to come again for your realization. Because you see, the question is that by answering your question, nobody is going to be helped, neither you nor they. This has no meaning. You can never be satisfied. You can go on asking me 1,001 questions. No, but it has no meaning. It has no meaning. It has no meaning. I have told you already, it is not subjective. Did you understand that point? You don't want to understand. You don't want to hear. You don't want to understand what I told you. It is spirit-oriented. It is not ego-oriented. Did you follow that point? Do you know what is spirit-oriented? Then all right. Then let us go to that point. Let us reach that stage. Then we'll talk. Then you will not say all these things, I know. All right.
What is it?
I am not establishing anything.
What is there? What is this? Come on.
He's asking, will it affect his experience if he believes or not that you are the true guru?
Ah, it is good. You see, it is what I say. That if you are sick, all right, sit down, please sit down, please sit down. Now take a very simple thing, very simple. If you are sick, the truth. If you are, first of all. If you think you have already found out, I cannot help you. But if you are seeking the truth, I say it is lying within you, and the Kundalini has to be there. And you have to get your realization. Simple thing as that. I'm not going to write books. I'm not yet written any book or anything, because I know people get lost in the book. So first have the real experience. What Aurobindo has said, what this one has said, forget it. These are all things not to be discussed now. What you want now, you have had enough of it. Yes, there are real seekers here, I know that. There are so many who are real seekers. See, so you have read already quite a lot. Kabira has said, Padi Padi Pandita Murakh Bhai. When I was born, I read these lines. Padi Padi Pandita Murakh Bhai means by reading, even the wise have become stupid. I used to think, how can that be? By reading, how can anybody be stupid? But now I know what it is. You see, himself, Nanaka has said that, Kahe Nanak bina apa chine mite na brahmaki kai. He said it. Unless and until you have experienced yourself, you cannot get rid of your confusion. Himself has said. Now the people are reading that. Kahe Nanak bina apa chine, Kahe Nanak bina. This is like a prescription what they have given you. You are just reading the prescription. When are you going to take the medicine? I am saying take the medicine. You have come here for your self-realization. Isn't it? Or for discussion. If you don't want your realization, I cannot do this. That we'll see later on, be in the present. Already they are asking me about the past. We'll tell you what you do, what you become, and what you can. Tremendous. Alright? That's a good idea though. Alright? And we have to achieve our self-realization is the point. Now those who do not want to have self-realization are welcome to go. We cannot force you. It cannot be forced. Can you force a seed to sprout? No. It cannot be forced. I respect your freedom. You have your freedom. If you want to follow some other person or anything you want to do, you are absolutely welcome to do. There is no force that can be used. Except for, I have to give you just confidence, absolutely confidence, that you all can get your realization if you purely desire. That's what I'm saying. Nobody has said that so far. Has anybody said that? If you don't want, I will not do it. Because God has given you freedom to choose. If you want, you can have it. If you don't want, you need not have it. I don't want to force it on you. It cannot be done. That's a built-in quality. You cannot force it. Because it's pure desire. And you have to rise into your total freedom. For to achieve total freedom, your freedom has to be respected. I cannot force things on you. You want me to force on people? I cannot. It cannot work. It cannot. You have to ask for it. Now, we have finished the questions, all right? If you have any questions, please write to me. They'll give you. You write to them and they'll listen. So, it cannot be forced. First of all, understand. It cannot be forced. I respect your freedom. Not only me, but your Kundalini itself respects your own freedom. She won't run. What you say? I just can't hear it. Non-surgery.
Are you saying you're the first person who's ever been able to
raise? Yeah, you are the
first. Are you the first person who's ever been able to raise?
Not at all. When did I say that? No, that's the impression you might get. I never said that. See? I mean, of course, our mass realization only I have started. There's no doubt. Will you put me in jail for that? I have started. I worked hard for it. I have achieved it. It's a fact. In Russia, nobody asks me questions. Very wise people. And 16,000 people get realization just like that. And scientists and doctors and professionals. So sensitive. So sensitive. In Bulgaria, in South America, that should be sensitivity to spirituality. If you are enamored by some show, something, I cannot do that. It's a simple thing. If you want to ask me really, the collective work only I have done it. It was for me to do. This is the time. If I was not there, somebody else would have been there. Somebody has to be there, but isn't it, to do the job. Or if you can do it, I'll be very happy. I would like to retire. No, I'll be 68 years of age. You see? 68. Yesterday we slept at 4 o'clock in the night. I traveled all the way, came here for the program. Tonight again there's a program. Going on like that, I would love to retire. I have my grandchildren, I have my husband, my children. Everybody's there. Naturally. If somebody can take over, I'll be the happiest person. I really will anoint him. Now what is it? Yeah.
Did God create the Kundalini? Did God create the Kundalini? How old is the Kundalini? And who has the authority over the Kundalini?
Of course, God has created you, and so God has created Kundalini also. Alright? And it is as old as, I would say, started from when you were a carbon atom, or say even earlier. All right, so it is ageless. Now it's a power. All right? It's a power. And its power rises through awakening of its, we should say that it rises gradually. It doesn't rise the full force. First thread-like things, or we can say even hair-like energy, lines come up. And then gradually it starts rising more. Now who is the authority? That is not to be told just now. We'll find out later. Alright? But you will become the authority to raise the Kundalini. Would you like to be? I can't understand their English, is it? Kundalini of what?
Of the planet. Of the planet.
You are worried about planets, you are worried about everything. What about Saddam? Now, just now, worry about yourself, my child. Sit down. Don't worry about planets, this, that and that. First of all, you worry about yourself. You know where are the planets within yourself, how they act and how they work. All right? They all act within you. So I would request you that you first take your realization and you feel it yourself. And then think of planets, this, that. First of all, yourself to be all right.
He's asking, is the power of the Kundalini coming from the earth, from the planet?
No. It's coming from the all-pervading divine power. Now, what you are asking me is a question requires at least 1 hour to answer. Now, I have a tape, you can take it and find out for yourself how the Kundalini comes into us, at what time, at what age it enters within us, and how it starts manifesting. In this short period, I cannot tell you, all right? So now, later on, you will know. But first you get your realization. Otherwise, nothing, you will not understand. All right? Please. There is a complete tape on it. May God bless you. Your inquiry is correct. But not at this time. At this time, you would not ask this if you are really hungry. You would have said, Mother, give me realization first. That's all. Sit down.
What will happen if she doesn't get realization? Is there anything she can do to encourage it?
Don't you worry. You will get it. And if you don't get it, I'll give you. All right? I promise you that. Don't you worry. I promise all of you that. All of you. May not today, but everyone who has come to Sahaja Yoga has got realization. Everyone. So just think that we have to have our self-realization. That's all. It's too simple. That's what people don't like. If you tell them you can eat your food like this, they don't like it. You should tell them to eat it like that. You see, but one must understand it's such a vital thing. It's so important. Like our breathing. It's so important. It has to be simple. It has to be natural. It cannot come from books or anything. It can only come through experience. Now, I think let us now stop the questions for everything. Now, let us have realization. All those who want their realization, raise your hands now. See, majority is the law in democracy. All right. No more questions. No, I have all patience, but we are running short of time. All right? Now, again, I cannot force self-realization on you. In the glory of your freedom, you have to ask for it in your heart. Now, there are certain conditionings within us, tremendous, which have really have made our centers weak. So we have to nourish them with our self-confidence. That's all. Just with your self-confidence in my presence, we have to nourish them. And it's a very simple method which we'll teach you just now. It will take hardly 5 minutes for you to see what we are going to do. And later on you don't have to do that. If the Kundalini is up there, then you don't have to do that again and again. Moreover, surprisingly, my husband got a elected to a job here and we came to London, and I have been hearing about now 17, 18 years. Though I've been traveling all over the world, but I've done a lot of work in England. And I hope people won't be angry if I say that England is the heart of the universe. The responsibility of the English people is quite a lot. And at the juxtaposition of that, we are not very collective people because of the climate. Sahaja Yoga only works collectively. Because as you get your realization, you become part and parcel of the whole. Now supposing I cut out one of my nails, then it doesn't grow. So you have to be collective. You have to meet. You have centers where you can meet and you have to grow. And there are people who are very good at it. They are humble, simple people. They'll help you to grow. Without paying any money. But you have to give some time to your realization and for your growth. And gradually you'll be surprised. I'm myself surprised how such a subtle subject has been understood by people who are absolutely ignorant about Kundalini. So beautiful. Because the light is there, they start understanding everything so clearly. Even the many learned would not know as they know it. So what I have to request you is to know that after realization, people come, listen to me all right, in thousands. But after realization, if you do not grow, it is the parable of Christ that some seeds fell on the rocks and some on the marshy land. You have to grow. Now, as it is, we do not take any money, anything. We don't have elaborate places to invite you to places. But we have whatever is possible under the circumstances. For all of us to meet together and enjoy. And you'll be happy there are now 47 or 48 nations where Sahaja Yoga is working. And when you meet, then you'll be so surprised that you have so many really brothers and sisters in collective consciousness. I will be happy to know that when I went to Russia first, 25 German Sahaja Yogis came to give realization to Russians. And they were so gentle and so sweet. I mean, I just couldn't control my tears to see the joy in giving that love they were expressing. It's a new world you feel you are in. And all this world has to become one. We have never used the power of love. We have only used the power of hatred. This all-pervading power is the power of love. And it's the most efficient, accurate, and forgiving power. So, why not we have the experience of that? So first of all, we'll show you how we are going to do the process. But one humble request I have to make, that you have to take out your shoes because we have to take help from the Mother Earth. She helps a lot to suck in our problems, to give birth. This Mother Earth, whom we have exploited so much, is so kind and nice, that she's the one who really helps us. So please, all of you should take out your shoes. And those who are sitting on the ground can also take out their shoes, but they need not bother. Just just for a while. As it is, English people must be tired of their shoes. Now, I don't know if they have explained to you that there are two powers within us acting as sympathetic nervous system, the left and the right. And the left is the power of desire, of our everyday desire. And the right is the power of action. So symbolically, to express your power of desire, you have to put your left hand towards me, as Doctor is showing here, left hand towards me, and the right hand on your heart. The right hand will do the action. In the same way, both the feet should be apart from each other, not for people who are sitting or all right. You sit the way you like, it's all right, you are in contact with the Mother Earth. On the heart we put our hand, because in the heart resides the Spirit. So the seat of the Spirit is here at the fontanel bone area, in Sanskrit called as Brahmarath, but it resides in your heart, Spirit. First thing we put our hand on our Spirit, then we put, if you come in forward they can all see it clearly. Turn round, Doctor, it's all right. Then we put our right hand in the upper portion of our abdomen on the left hand side, because we are working only on the left hand side for our conditioning. So we put it on our upper portion of our abdomen on the left hand side. This is the center of the mastery. Mastery. All the Sadgurus, all the great masters, right from Abraham, Moses, all the great real masters have created the center for us. And we have to also become the masters. Then we take down our hand in the low portion of our abdomen, in the left hand side. Now this is the center of pure knowledge. Pure knowledge, which is absolute, which manifests on your central nervous system, by which you can feel, as I told you, the centers that are in trouble in you and in others. You can feel this all-pervading power and you know the laws of the Divine. Then again you raise your right hand in the upper portion of your abdomen, on the left hand side. Then on your heart. Then in the corner of your neck and your head. Now this is the center you catch when you feel guilty. You have to turn your head to your right. It's a very dangerous center. When it catches, you can get spondylitis, or you may get angina, or you may get diseases which are the results of lethargic organs. So please do not feel guilty for anything at all. Now you have to raise your hand to your forehead and put your two fingers on both sides of the temples and three fingers on your head and put down your head. This is the center where you have to forgive everyone. Whether you forgive or you don't forgive, it's a myth. But if you don't forgive, then you play into wrong hands. So you don't have to think individually about people, but you have to forgive everyone in general. Now please take your hand back on the back side of your head and push back your head as far as possible. This is the center where, without feeling guilty, without counting your mistakes, you have to ask forgiveness from the divine power for your own satisfaction. Then you have to stretch your hand, stretch your palm, put the center of your palm on the fontanel bone area, which was a soft bone in your childhood, called as talu. Put it there. Now, put down your head. Now the most important thing is that now you press back your finger. So there's a good pressure on this area. And now you have to move your scalp very slowly 7 times. Clockwise. This is the last center which you have to open out. This is reversed out to you. That's all we have to do. But please remember, push back your fingers. That's all. That's all we have to do. There are two conditions. First condition is not to feel guilty at all. It is a myth. Please don't feel guilty. Because you have not done any mistake or anything wrong or any so-called sin which cannot be dissolved by the power of forgiveness of this divine power. So don't feel guilty. Secondly, you have to forgive everyone without thinking who do I have to forgive, who has troubled me, who has tortured me, nothing. Just forgive, in general. Just say, I forgive everyone. You will feel so much lighter already. Just forgive everyone. All right. So now, you'll have to close your eyes. Before closing the eyes, you can take out your spectacles, but please don't open your eyes till I tell you. Nobody will have any problem. Maybe some of you might feel the cool breeze coming out. Some will feel in their hands, some will feel out of their head. Some will feel little heat coming out. Doesn't matter. Let the heat get out. Doesn't matter. Very simple. So, what I have to ask you is that you are entering into the kingdom of God and you have to be very pleasantly pleased towards yourself. First of all, forgive yourself. Don't say it is difficult. It's the easiest thing to say. Just forgive yourself. And don't feel. Actually, forget the past, because it's finished. And the future doesn't exist. You have to be in the present. So just forget about it. Some people might be feeling guilty, why I read this book, why I read that book. Forget it. Done is done. Finished. So, have confidence. And you will get your relaxation. Those who may not get, they have to just come again in the follow-on, they'll get it. It's not difficult. But think that you all should get it. That's my desire. That's my pure desire. All right. Now please put your left hand towards me. And now the right hand on your heart. And please close your eyes. All of you have to do it. Those who don't want to do it should leave the hall and not watch other people. It's not being civil. Here now, you have to ask me like you ask a computer, a question. You may call me Sri Mataji or you can call me Mother, whatever suits you. Mother, am I the Spirit? Ask this question 3 times. In your heart. Now, you should know that if you are the snake, you are your master. So please take your hand on the left side of your body in the upper portion of your abdomen and press it hard. Here, ask another fundamental question. 3 times. Mother, am I my own master? Ask a question. Please ask 3 times. I've already told you that I cannot force pure knowledge on you. I cannot force. So now take your hand down in the lower portion of your abdomen and ask 6 times a question. Or you have to request. 6 times, because this center has got 6 petals. Mother, please give me pure knowledge. Six times, as this center has got 6 petals. As soon as you ask for pure knowledge, the Kundalini has started moving upward. You may not feel it, but it is moving. So now we have to nourish the upper centers with our self-confidence, to open them out. So now raise your right hand on to the upper portion of your abdomen on the left-hand side. Press it hard and hear. You have to say with full confidence, Mother, I am my own master. Just say it with full confidence 10 times, because this center has got 10 petals. Now, raise your right hand onto the heart where the sight is placed. I've already told you that you are not this body, you are not this mind, you are not this conditioning, nor your ego, but you are the Spirit, pure Spirit. So now raise your right hand on your heart and say with full confidence 12 times, Mother, I am the Spirit. 12 times. Mother, I am the Spirit, which you are.
I've already told you about this divine power. And this divine power is the ocean of knowledge, is the ocean of compassion, is the ocean of blessings. But above all, it is the ocean of forgiveness and whatever mistakes you might commit. The power of this ocean of forgiveness can dissolve all that. So now raise your right hand into the corner of your neck and your shoulder as far back as possible. Press it hard and push your head to your right fully. Now here, you have to say with full confidence in yourself, Mother, I am not guilty at all. I have already told you that whether you forgive or don't forgive, you don't do anything. But if you don't forgive, then you play into the hands of wrong people and you torture yourself. So you have to forgive everyone. In general. So raise your right hand onto your forehead and put your small finger and your thumb on two temples and three fingers on your head and put down your head. This is the control of the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. Now put down your head. Put down fully. Now here, please say, very important, if you don't forgive, I can't forgive for you. You won't get your realization. The center is a center which is a very, very tight one. So you have to forgive everyone in general. Just say that. Just say that. Mother, I forgive everyone. In your heart. Say it in your heart. Not how many times. From your heart. Say it from your heart. Not how many times. That's not important. Now, please take back your hand on the back side of your head. Push back your head fully as far as possible. Hold it. Now here, you have to say, for your own satisfaction, without feeling guilty, without counting your mistakes, you have to just say, O divine power of love, if I have done any mistakes, knowingly or unknowingly, please forgive. O divine power, if I have done any mistakes knowingly or committed any wrong, knowingly or unknowingly, please forgive me. You say it from your heart, not how many times, but from your heart. Now, please stretch your hand or stretch your palm fully. I put the center of your palm on top of the fontanelle area
which was a soft bone in your child. Now, please bend your head as much as you can. Spark your fingers as much as you can. Please push back your fingers. Put a good pressure on the fontanelle bone area. And now, again I have to tell you that I respect your freedom. I cannot force self-realization on you. So you have to ask for it in your freedom. So now move your scalp 7 times slowly, 7 times slowly clockwise, saying, Mother, please give me my self-realization. Please take down your hand. Slowly open your eyes. You can wear your spectacles. Put your hands up like that. Watch me. Can you do it without thinking? Watch me. Now, please put your right hand like this. And bend your head and see if through your fontanelle area you are getting a cool breeze. No, bend your head, bend your head. Please bend and you will see there is a cool breeze coming out of your head. Please. Now, again, please put your left hand towards me and see with your right hand if there is a cool breeze. Maybe it's hot coming, but if you forgive, it will become cool. Just see if there is a cool breeze coming out of your head. Now, don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt yourself. Now, see with the right hand again once. Put the right hand towards me. See with the left hand, please. See carefully. Sometimes the breeze comes out very far away, sometimes nearer the head. But don't put your hand on your head, away from the head. Could be nearer, could be far away. Now, please put both your hands towards the sky like this. Push back your head and ask a question. Any one of these 3 questions you can ask. Mother, is this the cool breeze of the Holy Ghost? Mother, is this the all-pervading power of God's love? Mother, is this the Paramachaitanya? Ask any one of these 3 questions. Please ask. Now, please take down. You feel very relaxed.
And I would like to know how many have felt cool or hot breeze out of their head or on their hands.
or on their fingertips, please raise both your hands. May God bless you. Heart of the universe is England, and if so many get realization, I don't know what is the horizon now. It's too much. You all have now become sick. But know that you have to grow. Those who haven't got it should not feel bad about it. Should get their realization. We have sent us here. We have a follow-on. Please come. Respect your realization. And grow into it and know it. Those who haven't got it or those who have got it. All of them must understand that you are seekers, that's why you have come. You are seekers of truth and you should try to find out. Now what is this power? How to use it? How to work it out? All will be told to you. All you will learn by experience also. Within 1 month you can become an expert. Within 1 month's time. So please come here with humility that you have to learn. And you'll be surprised how these people know so much and that they are your fellow men. You will be just like them and they will come. As from the heart, the blood has to circulate. We have to circulate, realize souls from England all over the world. And the idea of Blake, where he sang about the Jerusalem being established in England, has to be done. Now don't discuss it, don't argue it. Those who have not got it should not feel bad. Because if you discuss it, you'll come down. And then you'll say, Mother, I've lost my vibrations. I see people, if you have 2 days program, then one day they say, Mother, yesterday I was so good, today is not there. By thinking, you can. It's beyond thinking. So don't discuss. Be quiet, go home and sleep. And don't discuss it. Next step, you come to the follow-on, let's see how many are really interested in realization. I may be there, I may not be there, makes no difference. You'll be surprised how capable these people are, they look so simple. There are no pretensions, as I told you. So may God bless you.
Have you sung the song at all? Have you already sung the song? Not yet. What?
And now my message is enjoy. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy. Just love. Just love. Enjoy. May God bless you. May God bless you.